الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing inshallah ta'ala with our short journey in discussing certain sections and parts of Juz Amma, as opposed to studying the entire surah, we'll take a few ayat or a few sections where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses certain themes in all of the surahs inshallah ta'ala. So we continue inshallah ta'ala the last part of Surah An-Naba, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوَ وَلَا كِذَّابَ. Until the end of the surah. We spoke about how in this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses number of themes, number of subjects, and how he subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by addressing the question of the disbelievers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they asked about the Day of Judgment and when is it going to take place. عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبِئِ الَّذِي مِنْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his great creation and how he subhanahu wa ta'ala has adorned this world with great, great miracles. And then he subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fire and the people of the fire. And then he subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Jannah. So he begins the discussion of the people of Jannah by saying, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. Verily or surely the believers are faza, mafaza, he says. The scholars of tafsir, they say mafaza refers to those who are extremely successful. But what are they successful for? What have they passed? What have they saved themselves in regards to? So Ibn Jarir al-Tabi rahimahullah ta'ala mentions from Qatada rahimahullah ta'ala, who says, mafaza meaning min al-nar ila al-jannah. They have been successful from entering into the fire and entering into paradise. So Allah Jalla has saved them from entering into the fire and allowed them to enter into paradise. Very similar statements have been mentioned by all of the scholars of tafsir, which shows us that the greatest level of success is the success of the akhirah. That this dunya, the goal of the dunya, is to make sure a person is able to pass that test in the akhirah. It's only by ensuring a person holds on to the sirat al-mustaqim, holds on to the straight path, and follows the obligations of Allah Jalla wa'ala, that he can be successful in the akhirah. Inna lil-muttaqina mafaza. Allah also subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that the people who are successful are the muttaqeen. And the muttaqeen are those who make sure they place in between them and the fire a barrier. Those who make sure they place in between them and the fire a barrier. And that barrier is actions of good. That barrier is staying away from evil. That barrier is fulfilling the obligations. That barrier is, as Allah Jalla wa'ala says, the fast. يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may be able to have that barrier, that barrier of taqwa. He then subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jannah, but very briefly. And he mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala some points about paradise that makes mankind wonder about his beauty. He says, حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا. He mentions these five ayat, just giving us a summary of Jannah. He says, حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ. In it are gardens, and in it are grapeyards. وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا. And in Jannah, you'll be able to find female rewards or maidens or virgins for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says subhanahu wa ta'ala describing them by saying, وَكَوَائِبَ أَتْرَابَ. Ibn Jarir al-Tabi rahimahullah ta'ala mentions that what does this mean? This means that every desire of a man will be fulfilled in that lady. وَكَوَائِبَ أَتْرَابَ. And he says أَتْرَابَ meaning everything you want, everything you desire, you'd find it in her. She is perfect for your desire. She is perfect for your needs, for your requests, for your wants. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. Cups that are full. Full of drink. Full of wine. That doesn't intoxicate. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا. And he concludes, or just before he concludes, he mentioned this statement here. That in Jannah, you're not going to be able to hear any laghu or any kadhb. You're not going to hear any laghwa wala kidhaba. What is laghwa and what is kidhaba? You often find sometimes a person will have an extremely beautiful day, but this day goes wrong by one person making a silly remark. A person may insult you, or a person may say something about you. You may hear something about somebody else that you love. This insult or this speech is referred to as laghwa. The scholars of tafsir, they say, laghwa is any type of speech that a person dislikes. Any type of speech that a person is irritated by. So in Jannah, not only would you find the delights of Jannah in terms of its physical form, but you'll also find the delights of Jannah in terms of your heart and your soul. That nothing can destroy the luxuries Allah will give you. There is no person that's going to give you an insult or a remark or upset you in any way. You'd find full happiness in all of its forms. وَلَا كِذَّابَ Nor would you find anyone lying. Then he concludes this passage of Jannah by saying, جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا He concludes by saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all of this is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, who has given you a calculated gift based upon what you have done. Hence the scholars of Islam, they say that Jannah and its ranks and its stations is based upon the actions of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ends here by this description of Jannah by saying that whatever you reap, you're going to get. Whatever you ensure you do in this world, you'll find that in the next life. This is why Ibn al-Qayyim says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the one that takes the rights of Allah in this dunya, he would lose its type of reward, its corresponding reward in Jannah. For every action in this dunya has a corresponding gift in paradise. So for example, a person who chooses to keep himself chaste and only fulfill his desires through those who are permissible for him, his wife, or for a woman, for a husband, and so on and so forth. In Jannah, Allah Jalla wa Ala will give them the corresponding gift, and that gift is women in Jannah. Those who only eat halal in this world, their corresponding gift in Jannah is alcohol, drinks that do not intoxicate, are foods of luxurious taste. That's his corresponding gift in Jannah. So every action in this dunya has a corresponding gift in Jannah. So this statement Allah Jalla wa Ala says when he concludes the description of paradise in a very brief manner, he says, جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, a reward from your Lord, an ample calculated gift for what you've done. What you've done. Which means that for every action, there is a corresponding gift in Jannah. This is the ayat that we'll take today, inshallah ta'ala. And then from tomorrow, we'll take the ayat of Fir'aun that Allah speaks about in An-Nazi'at, inshallah ta'ala. Wa jazakumullahu khairan, wa barakallahu feekum, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.